Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The four suspected gunmen in the Moscow concert hall attack have appeared in court accused of committing terrorism. They've been ordered into custody pending a trial set to take place in May. Reports say three have pleaded guilty. 137 people are confirmed to have died in the attack on the Crocus City Hall in a Moscow suburb on Friday. Steve Rosenberg reports from the Russian capital.
Russia in mourning. There was sombre music on television and flags at half-mast across the country. And from the Russian Patriarch, there were prayers for the dead, for the victims of the Crocus City Hall massacre. At the scene of the attack, lots of people were queuing to leave flowers and messages. There was a mixture of grief and anger.
Following the attack near Moscow, American officials have sought to stress that the Islamic State group still poses a threat internationally. The US ambassador in Baghdad said the jihadist organization was still a danger in Iraq and beyond. Washington said its intelligence confirmed the IS claim of responsibility for the concert hall atrocity. As votes are counted in Senegal following Sunday's presidential election, at least four opposition candidates have conceded, saying they believe the anti-establishment politician Bassirou Diomaye Faye has won. Provisional results broadcast by local media gave an early lead to Mr. Faye, putting him ahead of the former Prime Minister Amadou Ba. From the capital, Dakar, here's James Copnell.
Bassirou Diomaye Faye, who's an opposition leader, he's the protege, really, of Ousmane Sonko, even more popular opposition figure who isn't allowed to run because of a court judgment against him that he and his supporters see as politically motivated. But Bassirou Diomaye Faye, Sonko's candidate, is seen as the voice of change, if you like. And the main figure against him is Amadou Ba, the former prime minister. He's the establishment candidate.
UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, says Israel won't approve its aid deliveries to enter northern Gaza, where famine is considered to be imminent. The head of UNRWA, Philippe Lazzarini, described the move as outrageous. Another official said the agency hadn't been given a reason. There's been no word from Israel. Mark Lowen has more from Jerusalem.
They're essential, really, because they are the biggest UN mission in the Palestinian territories. They employ about 30,000 staff. And so without UNRWA getting the food in on the ground, there are few alternatives. I mean, another body, the World Food Programme, which is another UN agency, has managed to get a few trucks into northern Gaza in the last couple of weeks. But this appears to be a very direct attack on UNRWA itself. I mean, the head of UNRWA, Philippe Lazzarini, was actually blocked by the Israelis from entering Gaza last week.
BBC News. Ecuador's youngest mayor, Brigitte Garcia, and one of her advisers have been found shot dead in a car. The 27-year-old mayor of San Vicente is the latest politician to be killed following the assassination of the presidential candidate, Fernando Villavicencio, last August. At least 25 people have been killed in floods caused by heavy rain in southeastern Brazil. Rescuers in boats and aircraft have been trying to reach those left isolated by the storms in Rio de Janeiro State and Espírito Santo. Thousands of people have been evacuated from their homes. The man who's on course to become Ireland's youngest ever prime minister has stressed the importance of law and order and immigration reform. Simon Harris, who's 37, was elected unopposed as the leader of the Fine Gael party. He told cheering supporters that he would do his damnedest for his party and his country.
I want to thank every single person in this room and every single community you come from across Ireland. I want to thank you for your trust. And I want to promise and pledge to you today that I will repay that trust with hard work, with blood, sweat and tears, day in and day out.
Simon Harris replaces Leo Varadkar, who announced his surprise resignation as party leader and prime minister on Wednesday. Scientists at Europe Centre for Subatomic Particle Research, known as CERN, have approved a $120 million experiment to search for ghost particles, which might exist but haven't yet been found. They want to find answers to why 95% of the particles they believe make up the universe remain hidden. The scientists intend to smash together a large number of particles in a 27-kilometre-long accelerator that lies underneath Switzerland. They hope to detect ghost particles using a new instrument 1,000 times more sensitive than previous versions. BBC News.